This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Deaths in the UK. A lot of concern about what does that mean as more people are coming down with that variant. And more importantly, here in the United States, heavy hearts, at least 88 dead in the tornadoes that ripped through six states. 75% of one sweet little town that would have been great to have pancakes and coffee in. I saw what it used to look like. Is completely wiped out. Oh, my heart goes out to the people that were devastated by those tornadoes that changed lives. There's no doubt about that. You know, we had people that were working in a candle factory. You had people in another state in Illinois that were at an Amazon warehouse. We got more of the details on that. And, of course, some of the odds and ends are also coming out of Washington, politically speaking, because believe it or not, they have not gone on vacation yet, although I know some of you feel like they have always been on vacation. Ooh, my name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us here on this little old show. We like to call it America Tonight. So what is it that is buzzing in my backyard and your backyard? And it is exactly what I said. The governor of Kentucky, Andy Beshear, told reporters the death toll is basically, because he keeps updating this, has basically come from emergency management because they're there on the ground. And it might differ from what some of the coroners are reporting because it's kind of that catch-up thing. There's so much devastation, you may find more people. So right now, though, officially, you have 88 as the death toll overall, as I just mentioned that number. 74 people in Kentucky have died. So in addition to those deaths, 109 people are unaccounted for. So again, do the math. And, you know, people are missing people. People are frantic. It is sad. It is awful. It is terrible to see this. 14 other people have been killed in four other states. Six in Illinois, four in Tennessee, two in Arkansas, and Missouri. So you got National Guard troops that are looking at missing person searches. That's what they're doing. And they're saying they hope they don't find them. They hope that they connected with somebody and they're just out of there because it's, you can't be anywhere there on this pile of rubble. And the destruction, you got to think about this. 1,000 houses have been not destroyed, not halfway falling down. No, obliterated. Obliterated is the word. One tornado traveled over 200 miles. So it didn't peel the roof off. No, no, it didn't. It exploded the whole house. People, animals, gone. Memories, gone. Towns, gone. I saw just a photo that, I'm just saying, it made me teary-eyed. I saw a man walking through the wreckage of houses in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I went to school at Ohio University in Athens, and I spent time in Kentucky in all those sweet little areas. And Bowling Green, I spent some time in Bowling Green, and it made me think of those moments being there. And, you know, this extreme weather hit, and the man just was walking through nothing. He was walking through nothing but obliterated pieces. That was it. And that pretty much tells you the story. Mayfield just shredded. That is that sweet little town that I'm talking about. Mayfield, Kentucky. Gibson's Pharmacy. Ah, that's what I was saying. That's like one of those places, right, that I think about. Where I grew up, there was a town called Haddonfield, New Jersey. And in a way, Mayfield with the small town in the middle reminded me of that. And there was a pharmacy there. You'd go there and you would have a burger, a patty melt. I had my first patty melt in one of those kind of places. I could see myself sitting at Gibson's. But no more. 5 hours after they had just had kids packed into that pharmacy, boom, shredded by that tornado. And I want to give you a real picture of what it is. So I'm trying to paint that for you, other than to just say a bunch of numbers. This many people died. No, these are families. These are lives that have been, again, obliterated, just obliterated by what happened there. So, so sad. What can you do about it? I've had a lot of people email me, and we will go to the mailbag and ask, what can you do? Well, one of the things you can do is you can text 10 bucks to the American Red Cross, specifically aimed in that area. 90999, American Red Cross. You know what? Donors have already given $4 million to the Team Western Kentucky Tornado Relief Fund. $4 million. I mean, people are seeing this. People have to bury people. What do burials cost? $5,000 in some cases, $2,000, $3,000, whatever it is. That's the thing. So the state has requested funeral homes not charge the families of the storm victims beyond the basic, you know, burial expenses, because the fund is going to pay for that $5, $4, $6, whatever it costs amount to bury people with that $4 million. That's so, so important. Blood donations. They say they need blood donations. If you can spare it, do it. And the American Red Cross has set up 8 shelters, and they're providing that relief to about 200-plus people at this point. So what does that mean? The main goal is food and care for people that have been forced out of their homes by tornadoes. Because how do you get your life back on track, right? How do you get any kind of sense of normalcy? And to even say that is just laughable, but you're having this emotional trauma. Your life has been upended in the worst way, a natural disaster, and that's what it's about. It's about people reaching out to people. They're shell-shocked. You don't know where to turn. You don't know what to do. I've seen people in this state, and it is awful. It is awful. Then you've also got FEMA. They're on the ground. They're trying to assist and do whatever they can. What are they doing? They're trying to come up with these low-cost loans, put it toward housing, home repairs, where there were areas that weren't full-on just obliterated, not like Mayfield. 75% of a place called Dawson Springs wiped out. The mayor, Chris Smiley, said, that's it. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. He's lived in that small town for 63 years. And in Dawson Springs, more than 100 people have been reported missing. And most, what they hope is most of the people left town and they just haven't checked in. They're trying to go door to door, but they can't always go door to door because there is no doors. So trying to find people is also so difficult in all of this. So 50 tornadoes is what I have as the total so far, because that can change with recounts and everything else. But 50 tornadoes in 8 states. As of Sunday, EF3 tornadoes were identified in Defiance, Missouri, Edwardsville, Illinois, Bowling Green, Kentucky, Saloma, Kentucky. There was that piece of Kentucky that was right sort of in the middle that also was hit by it. In Illinois, the 6 people I mentioned died when an Amazon warehouse collapsed. And those people were anywhere from 26 to 62 years old. A story that is circulated is the story about Clayton Cope, a 29-year-old U.S. Navy veteran. He had worked at Amazon for about a year as a maintenance mechanic, and his father also worked there in the same position. If he wasn't there, his father would have been there. Imagine how his mother, Carla Cope, feels hearing that story and knowing what could have been either way. Wow. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
For those of you who didn't catch this, you can text the American Red Cross. Hey, even $10 adds up. 90999-90999 and help the people out that have been just devastated by the tornadoes over the weekend. I'll say a couple more things about that, and then I'm going to jump to the Omicron, the latest in what's happening there. There's lots of conversation about masking up in some states. There's even a proposal that was thrown out on the floor today on the Hill about air travel where you have to have COVID proof. Don't know if that's going to fly. Get it? I don't think so. So here's the deal. You're having reports that are starting to trickle in. I tried to get confirmation on this, and there's no confirmation on this at this point, but factory workers are saying they were threatened with a firing if they left before the tornado. So remember, at least 8 people died in this candle factory, and it shows you how catastrophic the tornado was to the city, and I mean, just destroyed, because this is a busy time, 24/7. They're cranking out these $25 candles, and workers were there. So some, fearing for their safety, apparently left during their shifts regardless of the repercussions. But there is a lot of the people that did work there saying that, you know, at least a handful of them saying that supervisors warned that they would be fired if they left their shifts early. So imagine that the facility was just leveled and all that left is absolutely rubble. It's obliterated. You can see the mangled remains. I mean, it shows you what a tornado can do. There was one of the workers, a 21-year-old named Michaela Emery, who said in an interview I heard today, I happened to catch it, from her hospital bed, that workers first asked to leave shortly after the tornado siren sounded outside the factory around 5:30, and then they congregated in bathrooms and inside hallways, but the real damage, the real tornado, didn't happen for hours, till hours after that. After employees decided that the immediate danger had passed, several started to ask if they could go home. They questioned, could we go home? Overtime pay was available, but according to her, it wasn't clear whether those who stayed were offered additional pay or not. And there were people that said, including Emery herself, that she heard, if you leave, you're more than likely to be fired. Now, the confirmation and what the company has to say about that, at this point, we don't know. But can you imagine? Because there were close to 20 people that asked to go home during that night shift after that first emergency alarm sounded, right? And then there was that 3 to maybe 4 hour window between the first and second emergency alarms. And then obviously there was a very, very big difference of the person who, you know, the person who, people who went home and those who didn't go home. And there was confirmation from a 20-year-old that worked there, Elijah Johnson. He was in the back of a building when a bunch of employees wanted to head home, and they walked in to speak with the supervisors, and he joined in. He said that he asked to leave, and they told him, you'll be fired. Even with the weather like this, you're still going to fire me? And he said that a manager said yes. That's what he told NBC News. So they did a roll call, apparently. Company officials are denying this. They're not going on the record. Trust me, I tried. They're not answering questions at this point, but I'm sure more will come out about that. And then there's questions about the Amazon site, too. I mean, this is during peak delivery season, so same thing. You have people that are working around the clock, like maybe they normally would do, but Amazon hires hundreds of thousands of additional workers, full-time employees, contractors. They go full tilt. And, you know, you hear the alarms going off, and people are running for cover and describing what it's like as it rips through there. And, you know, the tornado coincided with a peak in the company's workforce. So that's a delivery depot. And, you know, then you start to look at the damages, and you see that it was ferocious to the building. Two of the structure's 40-foot-high concrete walls collapsed. So think about that for a second. Process that in your head. 40-foot-high concrete walls, and you're near them. And you're near them somewhere. Wow. You can make no sense of this disaster. You can't make any sense of it. All right, I want to make sure that we get this in. Omicron, what's going on? UK, first death that we know of anyway. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, said it represents, Omicron there represents 4 in 10 infections in London, and tomorrow it'll be the majority. So now they're talking about lockdown if need be, if the rising cases cause surges in hospitalizations, and they're seeing that that's happening more. You know, that it's ticking up. So they're kind of warning ahead of time that this may be what happens here. Meanwhile, in the United States, there are more cases of Omicron, and there are more pushes for mandates. So you had several House Democrats, not the no Republicans on board of this, but several House Democrats back a vaccine mandate for air travel. Swalwell's one of them from California, Eric Swalwell. He and several other Democrats in the House of Representatives have said they support the federal COVID-19 vaccine requirement for air travel. You know, he said, and he also tweeted this out, so he said it on the floor and tweeted it. He said the prediction is we can go from 60% of Americans vaxxed to 80% if we require vaccines to fly. So I wonder if that's true, or people will just, who don't want to get vaccinated, will say, no, I'm not getting vaccinated. I'll just drive. Now, on top of that, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters, because they do that daily briefing, and she told reporters that the administration was not ruling out an air travel vaccine requirement with the advent of this new Omicron variant, right? U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts dismissed an emergency request to issue a temporary stay on the federal mask mandate for air travel on Thursday, last week, and amid this litigation in the lower courts. So is there going to be vaccine mandates for air travel? Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to the president, said he would support that. He said he would support that if you get on a plane and travel with other people, you should be vaccinated. I think there would be a lot of blowback to that, but there has been to a lot of the mandates. And some people, if they're just forced to, hey, you either get this vaccine or you're out, are taking the out route. What happens with flights? Would you suddenly see the volume of people go down or not? That would be interesting to see what happens to planes where they're full-on booked. Right. In Philadelphia, they're going to require proof of vaccination against COVID-19 to enter any indoor space that sells food and drink for consumption on site. Right. That starts January 3rd. That you have to show, customers have to show proof. So you're just not going on good faith. You have to show proof of two doses of either Pfizer, Moderna, or a single dose of the J&J vaccine. That's it, period. That's what they're saying. They're saying we don't want to close our restaurants. We don't want to screw up the economic side of these things, but we want it to be safe. So how do we do that? We have to have that proof. We have to have that proof. And it can't just be negative tests, because they're saying it doesn't matter to get any food anywhere, bars, restaurants. It doesn't matter if you have a negative test. No, we have to see the vaccine. We have to know that you were vaccinated. That card that you've got in your wallet or don't have in your wallet, then you wouldn't be going there. That's what you gotta show. Coming up, we're headed to the mailroom. Your comments on Omicron and other things like the tornado next.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Communities across western Kentucky and the state are still reeling as a new work week begins from tornadoes that leveled factories, courthouses, homes, and more. 74 deaths have been confirmed across the Commonwealth, but that number was expected to rise. And more than 1,000 properties were destroyed, Governor Andy Beshear said.
To the people of western Kentucky, we're not going anywhere. We're going to be with you today. We're going to be with you tomorrow.
and we're going to be there with you to rebuild. This is one state, people that love one another.
President Biden said he was working with Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear on Monday to make sure his trip does not get in the way of recovery efforts during a briefing from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, and others on the federal response to the tornadoes. This is USA Radio News. Florida is in a position to weather possible economic storms on the nation's horizon. Governor Ron DeSantis has proposed a $99.7 billion Freedom First budget for the coming fiscal year.
We're just going to keep on going. We promised we would do these things when I became governor. We promised we'd tackle environment. We promised we'd be support for education. We promised for infrastructure. We promised to support law enforcement and so many other things. And we're delivering time and time again.
The economy is working on all cylinders, DeSantis said. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday declined to issue an injunction against New York's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, which doesn't allow them to seek a religious exemption. New York State imposed the vaccine mandate for doctors and nurses in August, which allows only for medical exemptions, not religious ones. The religious exemption policy expired in November. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Yeah, thanks for that. So thanks to all of you for sending me your thoughts 24-7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. Andy says, hey, Ms. Delaney, you got a lot of big fans in Kentucky. It is a nightmare. Those beautiful areas that you mentioned or those sweet little towns that you've talked about in the past, so many of them are completely devastated. We need help. We need blood. We need funds. We need a little bit of everything. We just need the rest of America to love us, I'm telling you, because it is a sad, sad situation. I luckily didn't live in any of those towns, but lived very, very close to a couple of them that were hit, because there were 18 counties, and I think you mentioned them. I've always listened to your show, and it's just a shame, because there were people that were maybe aware there was going to be a storm, but I think nobody had any idea the hell that was going to rain down on their families and how many would be without family members or missing family members and hysterical trying to find them. That's a lot of what you're hearing that on local radio and television are people recounting what happened or how they narrowly missed being in the middle of the tornado. So please, America, do everything you can and pray for not just us in Kentucky, but every other person that was affected by the tornadoes in our neighboring states. We're all in this together, as we know from what we've dealt with the past couple of years. Thanks for that. There's a really well thought out email. I'm glad that you sent that to us. And yes, we love the people in Kentucky that have been very supportive of this show. There's no question, but forget about being supportive of me or the show. It's the Americans helping other Americans. Tornado sirens go off in the distance, and then you kind of ride it out. And then hours later, the next thing you know, it's just the worst of the worst. There's the story about the 2-month-old baby who died, and I think some people have talked about that. Maybe they haven't. I don't know. But it is that what horror story can trump the other story, right? What's the worst thing that you've heard that's happened here? And the thing is, it's all the worst. I mean, none of it's good. Anybody who lost a grandmother, a young child, a father, a mother, all of it is just nasty business, because suddenly you are thrown into the depression death cycle, and any of us that have gone through it where you know it's coming, it's one thing. But when you don't know it's coming, that is completely different. Swallowing that, oh, if we had just been here, you know, that whole if game thing, if we had just gone here, if we'd just been over here, then, you know. So, of course, Tennessee, Illinois, emergency declarations, all Kentucky, obviously, already, all of that. You know, the people in the Amazon warehouse collapse in Illinois, because we've talked a lot about Kentucky, they, all the missing people, because there was a bunch of them, have been accounted for. That's the good news. Excuse me, there. For sure. I mean, look, it's life-saving, sustaining mode at this point. It's that combo of, are there survivors we don't know about, you know, period. And how are the people that were injured, by the way, how are they doing? Because trust me, there were people that were injured in the middle of this. It's not that everybody was automatically killed. Some were injured. Some waited underneath the rubble to be rescued, and luckily some of them were. You know, you could hear screams, as I was told by somebody who that was relayed to them by a family member in the middle of all of it, and it was just, and they're supposed to come on next week, because of course right now they're just dealing with where are we living, what are we doing, what's happening. It's just a state of confusion at this point. All right, here's another one. This one is from Norman, who says, wow, Kate Delaney, I have been through tornadoes, but I'm looking at some of the drone photos and looking at towns that were just really, truly flattened. Doesn't describe it. We keep talking about Kentucky, but it just wasn't only Kentucky. It was parts of Illinois and Tennessee and Arkansas and Missouri. But I really feel for the people in the bluegrass state, because it really exploded there in some of the worst that I've seen, where it is just shredded. That one city of Mayfield that they show, the fact that you had families, so many families that either narrowly escaped or didn't escape and were right in the, you know, right in the middle of it. And so we all wonder, just what can we do? And I've said this, it's donate a little bit of money, donate blood. I mentioned on the show that there, of course, if you're close by and you can do something to help, or you can physically go and help, there are people that are doing that, that are qualified to do that, that have done that. And that's the good news, right? There's people showing up just to provide that. But it's, it is gut-wrenching. What else can I say? I mean, I think of people making minimum wage and working in a candle factory, trying to meet these Christmas time, you know, deadlines, and then a storm hits, and then, ooh, should I stay? Should I go? Are they going to fire me if I leave? Is that really true, or is that just a rumor? Or, oh, I'm wrecked. And you got to ask yourself, what would you do? What would you do if you're in the middle of that, right? Mouths to feed, stay. And people that have been through storms, there's, I don't think it's so much with tornadoes, although it can be. but you get storm weary. Like, oh, we've heard that before. We see that with hurricanes. Oh, we've heard that before. Well, this we already had one alarm. It went off. I think we can probably weather it. It'll probably be okay, right? Just heroic efforts, too, by the way. We're hearing of so many people that have saved people, that rushed there immediately as soon as they could, that are lending anything they can. Whatever it is that they need to do, they're doing it, you know, period. And that's how we, I think, come together in the United States in a crisis. We've seen it, and in this kind of a crisis, it's so visual and so visceral, and you see it. I think there is no question that that's really weighing heavy on lots and lots of Americans. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Bob, who says, "Hey, Kate, listen to the show, regular listener. Sometimes I listen at different times in the day as my schedule is like everybody else's, all over the place. That is the world we live in. I'm not complaining, though. I certainly am doing pretty good compared to so many of my other friends. I'm wondering if you think Omicron is going to end up being just another Delta and throw us a curveball that's going to be hard to hit, and we'll deal with that maybe in the beginning months of 2022, or is this one that can be stomped out?" Well, let me get my medical crystal ball out and see. Ooh, shake it. Ask again later. We don't know. I mean, how do you know that? It's watching with bated breath what's happening. We saw in London that somebody died from it, but that's the strain there. They're saying that the strain is growing at a phenomenal rate, and they think they're going to have, in the UK, 1 million infections by the end of the month. So one person died. What about the others who come down with it? In the United States, a lot of people are starting to come down with it, but it's milder. So they're not the ones that are in the hospital. It's still mostly the Delta variant. And does this get worse? Which direction does it go? California, indoor masks for a month, because they don't want to take chances in California anyway. It's like a seesaw of regulation, no regulate. What do we do? Was, you know, tiptoeing around everything? I mean, look, Gavin Newsom was almost lost his gig, was almost recalled. Let's face it, they had the recall election. So you got, you know, new cases. So now, boom, indoor settings for 1 month. That's it. You know, it takes effect December 15th, and it goes all the way to January 15th. So many counties across California, Los Angeles, already have those mask mandates in place. And the state rule will cover the counties that don't. So that's about 50% of the population, and it means masks in all indoor public settings. Indoor public settings. So it means you're not in a movie theater, not having a mask. You're not sitting on a patio outside and you're not having a mask. It means that masks, or they're going to ask people to leave, because we've seen this. If the people are indoors and they don't wear the mask, then they're going after the people, the restaurant, that they're not regulating it, which then also causes problems, but we've already seen that before. All right, quick one. Sam said this. It's a perfect one to end on. Kate, my heart goes out, my prayers, my everything. It sounds so trite. You always hear people say, oh, prayers, but they do matter. And the more we send the positive vibes, the prayers or the whatever you believe in, to the people who have been hit by the tornado, by the people who have been racked with problems because of the pandemic, the more we can help them in a positive way. All right. Thanks for the emails. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The book is called The Secret Empress. It's got a beautiful cover. It's a great story. Frank Heller joins us. Hey, Frank, how are you?
I am doing very well, Kate. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the show. Well, you know a lot about China. You've traveled to and from China how many times in your life?
Oh, God. My first visit was when I was in the Navy in 1964, but that was limited to Hong Kong. I spent a lot of years in business importing builders and cabinet hardware with my father-in-law's company. So that's got to be a good 40 years.
Wow. Tell us about the book. Why'd you write the book?
The book was really a question of curiosity. In all the trips that we made to China, we did some sightseeing as well as business. And I've been fascinated by the history of the country, which is incredible when you get into it. And one day we were in Beijing. We were touring the Forbidden City. And there is the Hall of Harmony, where the imperial throne sits. It's called the Dragon Throne. And if you remember, there was a movie called The Last Emperor.
Yep.
It was the story of Puyi and what happened with him. Now, in the film, his wife was pregnant. She went into labor and died in childbirth along with the child. And I was standing in this Hall of Harmony looking at this incredible throne, and the question came, what if the child hadn't died? what would have happened to the line of succession? And that kind of spurred a long train of questions that ultimately culminated in the storyline.
Yeah, so tell us about the novel. Tell us about Joe Wilder and what he's like and what happens to him when he travels to China.
He's an interesting character. He has a hidden past, but he has spent 35 years developing a very successful business based on his bodybuilding experience and his number of titles as Mr. Universe, Mr. Olympia, as a bodybuilder. From that, he began manufacturing bodybuilding equipment, publishing magazines, and producing health supplements for people interested in bodybuilding and a healthy lifestyle. The equipment and the health supplements were manufactured in China. And part of that was his contract with the Minister of Trade, the Deputy Minister of Trade for Guangzhou, which is where the Canton Fair is. Guangzhou and Canton are the same city. And all of a sudden, he gets a notice that his costs are going to be increased at an enormous rate, something that no company can sustain. So if you're manufacturing product and suddenly the cost of your product increases by 50 or 70%, how are you going to stay in business? And he has a $1 billion company that's suddenly faced with going out of business. He makes plans to go to the Canton Fair and meet with the deputy minister and try and renegotiate his contract. That's where things get a little bit dicey for Joe. He makes a deal with the deputy minister, and part of the deal is she needs a favor. And that favor is to help her son get to the United States. Simple. Something you would think would be fairly easy.
Yeah.
And that's where life takes a tremendous left turn. And suddenly Joe is faced with having to safeguard a 12-year-old child who is being hunted, and he doesn't know why. And then suddenly he is being hunted. When the deputy minister is murdered, things get even dicier. And it becomes a race to see who can get Charlie out of China or capture Charlie first.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, this is a thrilling, twist-turning book. There's no question about your novel. And as you
Thank you.
Getting out, you think, who's after them? Drug dealers, crazy criminals, all kinds of things, gangs, all kinds of things, you know, happen in this book. Was it fun for you to write this? Because you've written a lot of different catalogs, et cetera, that are even in the Smithsonian Institute libraries, as I found out in Washington. How about that? So you go from that, and you've had an interesting career in a couple of different arenas, but you go from that to writing this book. Was it fun to write this action adventure?
Oh, it was a lot of fun because I'm on my fifth incarnation, if we look at it that way. So sitting at the computer becomes a way of escaping into a story that you have control of, but you don't. Because the story takes on a life of its own. So you think you're going down a certain path, and then suddenly something comes up in the story that gives you an option. And then you have to ask that question again. What if? What if my character takes the left turn instead of the right turn? Well, what'll happen in that direction?
Yeah.
That becomes a lot of fun.
Boy, I bet. What do you hope people take out of reading this novel?
A lot of enjoyment, a little mystery, a glimpse into the history of China, again, which I think is fascinating. And obviously, given what's going on in the world right now, it has kind of an important factor to it.
Boy, I agree with that. And I would have to think, by the way, Secret Empress, of course, Frank Heller's book, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. I would have to think that there are more books in you, Frank. Are you working on your next thriller?
Yes, I am. There is a sequel to The Secret Empress, but that's on hold for the moment. The book that I'm almost finished with now, hopefully by the end of the year it'll be complete, and that's called Da Vinci's Three Sisters. And it's a story that takes place surrounding three portraits that Leonardo da Vinci painted and gave as a gift to Pope Leo X in 1513. And those three portraits become the key to a mystery. Surprise!
Well, we can't wait to read that one as well. And again, it's The Secret Empress that we were talking about here. Frank, thanks for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, it's truly, the cover of this book is amazing, but Frank has had an amazing career, and it is super well written, and you sit down and you can't put it down. You know, you get lost in that kind of a novel, and it's the kind of a novel I like. So let's see what he pumps out next. Couple of quick odds and ends before we skedaddle for this hour, and so what do I mean by that? We keep talking about people retiring, shuffling the deck, what's happening with employees, and what we're seeing with some companies that have shortages. When you're a superstar like Dr. Oz, Sony Pictures confirmed it. Dr. Oz, if you're a fan, or maybe you're not a fan, he is hanging it up. 13, you know, it's been on the air for 13 seasons. 13 seasons, yeah. So, of course, why is that? He is running. He is running in Pennsylvania. It's his first Republican primary, his first attempt to run for public office. He says he was motivated. Why? Due to the government's pandemic response, saying it has shown the system is broken. But politically speaking, as far as other beliefs for Oz, I don't know. I've watched what he's doing in Pennsylvania, and mostly it's been about pandemic and broader strokes, so nothing that I can say, this is what he believes and this is what I think, here's what's happening. And my folks in Pennsylvania, meaning people I know on the ground who were covering this, say, you know, it's a coin flip. Does he have a chance? He's a known name, and there are certainly people that like him. Pennsylvania is really tough to figure out. Don't we know it when you look at presidential runs, but just for anything, running for any kind of office, it's different depending on what part of Pennsylvania you're in and who turns out for what, right? All right, this luckily did not have an ending where people died and people were taken to the hospital. But once again, bullets shattering a place that should not be dealing with this. The Hollywood Walk of Fame is one area where people gather. They want to see the stars. They get excited when they come to Los Angeles. A gunman opened fire on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Fans were gathering around to mourn the late Mexican singer, very famous. Vicente Fernandez had like 75 albums total out. Very, very well known. Passed away at the age of 81. So they did, and he had a star on the Walk of Fame. They did arrest somebody. They were taken into custody, but luckily no one was hurt. On that note, thanks for listening to this hour. Big high five to my pal Nathan Reeder for his amazing work always on the technicals. He's the glue. Make it count, everybody. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.